Hi, this is Mud Morganfield, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Now, when I was a young boy,
The Other Side of Town by the band The Radio Kings, from the album which came out some 13 years ago, It Ain't Easy, opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course as an MP3 file wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the show. Here in the UK, that's a stupid thing to say, everywhere it's coming to the end of June, isn't it really, but here in the UK, summer's been pretty good so far this year. We've had some fine weather. Last weekend I was sailing on the Isle of Wight for a Round the Island race, and I'm still recovering from the extra suntan I got from that. But anyway, it's good to be talking to you. In the show, a mixture of new and old. That's from 13 years ago. Let's now go really old, probably the oldest track we're going to play on the show this week. Going back 77 years to New York City in 1932 and recorded Tampa Red and Georgia Tom together with You Can't Get That Stuff No More.
You know, Bootleg Sal used to live across town. The law went down and it closed her down. Now you can't get the stuff no more. Now you can't get that stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. You know that place on Dago Hill. The law took the gal and the liquor still. You can't get that stuff no more. Now you can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. Little Suzanne, she used to sell hair grease. she got in trouble with the chief police. Now you can't get the stuff no more. Now you can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. There go Joe with a great big knife. Somebody been messing around with his wife. Now he can't get the stuff no more. He can't get the stuff no more. No matter how he tries, he can't buy, he can't get that stuff no more. Play it. Give it away, but now you can't get it if you offer to pay. You can't get that stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. All of the gals used to walk the street. The law done run them off his beat. Now you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. I play. You can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more.
Tampa Red and Georgia Tom together. Georgia Tom soon stopped playing blues and secular music and went to gospel, where he spent the rest of his life being a gospel preacher and also composer. Recorded in New York in 1932, Tampa Red, otherwise Hudson Whitaker, and a song either about prostitution or bootlegging booze. You could actually, the words work with either, and you can't get that stuff no more. Okay, that's from the oldest track on the show, 77 years ago. Let's move forward now to the 1950s, and J.B. Lenoir. Mother Talk to Your Daughter was the huge hit, of course, covered by so many people over the years, and like so many artists, not just in blues but in all kinds of popular music, when you've had one hit you kind of trade on it and you write other songs pretty similar. So here he is with something from the 1950s called Man, Watch Your Woman.
Man, if you got your be good woman, you better keep her by your side. You better keep her by your side. She may be your best woman, she will come to see me sometime. I thought I had myself a good woman. Some man persuaded her away from me. Persuaded her away from me. Ever since she been gone, my heart has been in misery. Thank you. Your woman should never flag my train. Train. Yes, I won't be satisfied until I will let her ride.
Great, great dirty saxophone there. The album is newly released. It's called Essential Chicago Blues Masters, and that's J.B. Lenoir and Man, Watch Your Woman. And his sound is pretty unique. I know that's bad English, but in the sense that alone, really, I think amongst all the other blues artists, he had two sax guys behind him on virtually all the tracks he did. So it was very much a sax-based and guitar-based sound. And of course, the huge hit which made him loads of money. But he died pretty. I think he died before he really became famous. If you know what I mean. I think it was about the late 60s he passed on as well. But J.B. Lenoir, a great, great album, and Man, Watch Your Woman. The Raven and the Blues. We've had some really good sessions here on the Houseboat over the last 3 or 4 years. Some great conversation and some great playing. One that stands out, one of the many that stand out, is the one gentleman who's been here twice now, Eric Bibb. And like so many of the artists, really, if you hear him on record, it's only a fraction of what he's like when you see him on stage. And so if you haven't seen Eric Bibb working live, you've missed a really good treat. But if you haven't and are not going to be able to because of where you live or whatever, there was an album which came out a couple of years ago called An Evening with Eric Bibb, recorded in Australia. Here's a track from it called Single by Shingle.
Folks stumble and fall, ain't nothing new at all. We just keep coming up with new ways of going down. Whether you're poor or rich, at the bottom of the ditch, you can finally see the light and turn your life around. Shingle by shingle, I'm patching up the roof. Row by row, bringing in the crop. Love makes a change, I'm living the proof. New water's in the well and I'm grateful for every drop. I've had my share of debts, some regrets. I'm leaving all that behind and moving on. I thank God today, I can truly say, my soul's dark night has turned to dawn. Shingle by shingle, I'm patching up the roof. Row by row, bringing in the crop. Love makes a change, I'm living the proof. Waters in the well, and I'm grateful for every drop. In the well, and I'm grateful. new waters in the well, and I'm grateful for every drop.
I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory, it falls soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. My mind's distracted and confused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep, kiss you when you start the day. And as I watch those drops of rain weave their weary paths, and I know that I am like the rain. There before the grace of you go I.
Two great live tracks side by side. First of all, Eric Bibb, Shingle by Shingle, taken from the album which came out a couple of years ago called An Evening with Eric Bibb. And then secondly, a CD which came in the post this week from New Zealand. The band are called Savonine or Savonine. Probably I'll go for Savonine, I think. The album is called Red, Black and Blue. And Savonine, Savonine are two people. It's Jackie Thompson on vocals and Jeff Reed on guitars, bass, keyboards, everything else really. Nice album. A bluesy, jazzy, and then that one which is almost folky. Paul Simon, of course, and Kathy's song. Okay, so far so good. We've had Eric Bibb, we've had something which again was recorded live. Let's have something that Eric Bibb wrote and performed here by Ruthie Foster, taken from her new album, The Truth According to Ruthie Foster. Here she is with the Eric Bibb original and Love in the Middle.
To receive all of life's blessings, keep your heart always singing so your light shines through, keep your love in the middle of everything. Thank you. were so thin. Keep your hands ready to reach out to help a friend. Keep your heart on, so your light shines through. Yes. And keep your love in the middle of everything you do. You got to keep your love in the middle of everything you do.
So nice. Ruthie Foster, and the album is called The Truth According to Ruthie Foster. The album came out about, I guess, 3 months ago now. Actually, no longer. 9th of February, according to the sticker on the front. And there she is with Eric Bibb's original and Love in the Middle. Okay, it's been three slowish tracks on The Raven and the Blues. Let's move things around a little bit now. And somebody I first featured on the show, probably about 4 years ago. His name is Eric Hovey. He's from Iowa. And the album I featured then, going back 4 years, was called Prairie Dance Music. He's got a couple of new ones out now, and he's made contact with me and sent them through. So here from the album Recycled Souls is a track called Hazy.
Hazy,
new release this year. I believe it's got 2009 on the CD sleeve. It's called Recycled Souls. It's Eric Hovey from Fort Dodge in Iowa. I should have checked on the map to see how far away that was from Iowa City, where Tony Styler-Denison is based. Presumably, you two guys know each other. The lovely thing about this is Eric, I think, has either been in the radio business, or maybe still is, but knows what a DJ needs, because on the album I've been sent, it's got my name on the front, which is nice. But inside, more importantly, it's got all the tracks, the duration of the tracks, whether it fades or ends, and the intro times, just like old times in radio, when the intro times were so important. I used to talk over the beginnings. But anyway, Eric Hovey, you'll find the links to him on the Raven and the Blues page. That's Eric with a K, so E-R-E-I-C-K, Hovey. But don't worry about writing that down now. Just raven.dj. Look for the Raven and the Blues page, and there you'll see links to everybody on this week's show, all the previous 9 years and 51 weeks. It's our birthday next week. 10 years old. I'll tell you more of that later on. And also links, of course, to Eric Hovey himself. The Raven and the Blues. I had the pleasure of having Walter Trout here as a guest to do an acoustic session about a year ago. He's been in the business now 20 years, and to commemorate that, the record company brought out an album called Walter Trout 20 Years of Hardcore Blues. Now, I say brought an album out, it's a watermarked copy, which means that it's been identified as mine, so I can't sell it, move it on, or anything else with it. I can play it on the radio, which leads me to believe that perhaps it isn't going to be readily available as a CD for you to buy. But basically, it covers the 20 years in the business, includes the brand new tracks and some of the old ones too. Let's go back to Huntington Beach in California, a place I've driven through on a couple of occasions but never stopped at, which I really would have wanted to have done. But here he is in the bar I used to work at in Huntington Beach on stage, and here he is with the track Somebody's Acting Like a Child. We'll be right back. band are taking no prisoners, and rightly so too. The oldest tracks on the CD from 20 years ago from Perks Nightclub in Huntington Beach. Huntington Beach is the home of my favourite piece of computer software from a company called ProView, and I keep meaning to go there, but every time I can, I'm on my way down, driving down south towards San Diego, so it's something I've never stopped at yet, but I've never been to the nightclub either. But that's where Walter played every time he didn't have gigs anywhere else. They were often the house band for 4, 5, or even 6 nights a week, and there with the band also from Little Feet is Richie Haywood on drums as well. Great stuff indeed. And the album, as I say, I'm not quite sure that it's going to be on general release or whether it's just really a taster for people like me to play to you, but either way, I'll let you know if it does come out. But you can find links to Walter Trout and all the tracks on the album, including the obviously the new album and things, and you'll find that on the Raven and the Blues page. One of the new CDs that arrived this week comes from somebody who I haven't heard of before, and yet I should have done, I guess. His name is Philip Sayce, or Sace. It's spelled, or the surname is spelled S-A-Y-C-E, and really he gained his notoriety when Jeff Healy asked him to play and become a member of the band, and he was just out of high school then, and he worked with Jeff Healy through many of the festivals in Switzerland, worked with the Allman Brothers, B.B. King, etc., etc. Has also been on the, or played a track on the movie Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, and his album has just been released called Peace Machine, and here he is, and making his debut on the show with something called Angels Live Inside.
Up at midnight, no sun on my face. A cold devil moon stretched the sky. Broken and lonely and tired from disgrace. And suicide ripped through my eyes. I'll be over you and your army of lies.
Child.
CD artwork is very late 1960s Pink Floydish and Velvet Underground type thing. Philip Stacey is the name of the artist making his debut on the show. The album is Peace Machine, and there you heard a track which was called Angels Live Inside. I'm on Facebook and on Twitter. I tweet occasionally, and that tends to go onto Facebook. But the nice thing about Facebook is that many of you listening around the world have also become my friend on Facebook. That's not the reason why it's good is because as you put things on Facebook, I see what you're doing, and it's always sort of it kind of brings us closer together in a kind of strange way. I mean, I sit here talking to you, and we haven't met. For most of us, we haven't met anyway. But actually, reading the things you do and where you're doing them and where you live and things actually makes the world shrink quite a bit. And Alexandra Nix in Brazil is one that listens to the show. He gave up smoking on Wednesday of this week. He was on day one by the time he put on Facebook that he was 24 hours in and suffering from some pains. I then made contacted him and sort of said, look, I gave up 10 years ago now, and I was a 100 a day man on a bad day, 60 a day normally, and it wasn't too bad if you can hang it through. But anyway, and I know that Tony in Iowa City, he's given up smoking as well, so it's a big step to take, and it's not easy, but the feeling when you're rid of the addiction drug is absolutely great. Anyway, Alexandra Nix, I hope your non-smoking is going well. You'll be on day 6 or 7 now, I suppose, and so hopefully some of those chest pains have gone. And if you want to if you're on Facebook and want to join me, just look for Dave Raven and then sort of say, will you be my friend? And I'll just say, yeah. It helps, though, if you say, I listen to the show, because otherwise I don't know where you've come from, if you see what I mean. Okay, where to now? Shamika Copeland, the album The Soul Truth, and here she is with a track called Better Not Touch. hear the Stax influence there, mainly because Steve Cropper's on guitar and also helped produce the album too. The album is called The Soul Truth, and that is Shimika Copeland and a track called Better Not Touch. Okay, let's go back now to something which came out about 10 years ago, I guess it would be, on Shinachi Records, or Shinachi Records, and that's Curtis Salgado. The album is called Wiggle Out of This, and here is the title track.
Promise to pillow.
originally out of Portland, Oregon, but based now, I think, mostly on the West Coast in California. Curtis Delgado, the album which came out 10 years ago called Wiggle Out of This, title track, in fact. He worked with Robert Cray and also with Room Full of Blues, and like Steve Jobs, he had a liver transplant earlier than Steve Jobs. Steve's had his quite recently, but he had his a couple of years ago, and then completely clear back on the road again, which is good news. Curtis Delgado and Wiggle Out of This. Okay, I got that from eMusic, which is a great way if you haven't joined eMusic. It really is worth doing. It's a small monthly subscription, and the basic subscription gets you 40 tracks, and really the difficulty is keeping it down if you want to save your sums, but basically there's some great music on there, loads of indie record labels, and therefore loads and loads of blues stuff too, and that came from eMusic, as did this one. Comes from the album from 6 years ago called She's My Money Maker. Here's Joe Louis Walker and 8 Years of Loving.
Another man.
fine guitarist, great harmonica player, and also good voice too, Joe Louis Walker, and 8 Years of Loving from the album from 6 years ago, She's My Moneymaker. Like so many, I mentioned Georgia Tom Dorsey earlier on, back in the 1930s, who gave up the blues and went back to the church and to spiritual music. And for many people in the States, you can't really do both, basically. If you want to sing religious music, it really precludes you from singing the blues. And in the case of Joe Louis Walker, he in the 1970s, he gave up the secular music and went into the church for 10 years, sang spirituals, and then 85, or well, thereabouts, came back out again. I think it was at a festival and realised that his main love, or his real love, was back to the blues again, and he's been doing the blues ever since. Okay, that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and also on Skybird Radio and, of course, as a podcast wherever you are in the world. If you'd like to drop me an email, it's pretty simple, dave@raven.dj. Twitter, Facebook, all of those things are Dave Raven, all one word. And, of course, the website is raven.dj, and then you'll see the blues page and the links to everybody we've played on the programme and also all the previous shows going back now some 4 years and 10 years of playlists. Okay, next year's our 10th birthday, not on Talk Radio Europe and not as a podcast, but our 10th birthday nevertheless. And what I think I'll do is go back to that very first show, see what I played, and then look at the shows in the intervening 10 years and do something, say, from each of the years, 10 tracks or something like that anyway. Perhaps even my album of the year from each of the years. I'll work on it and you'll know what I do when you hear next week's programme. Anyway, let's close with something from the UK, Dave Lennox, the album which came out last year called Before Beyond and Blue, very much in the style of Jimmy Smith. Here he is with something called Cruising. Have a great week wherever you are in the world. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you.